Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor. Date of service is 1/12/2024. Date of birth is 9/18/58. Date of accident 7/28/2022. The patient is here for follow-up visit. He was last seen on 9/20/2023. He could not come for follow-up visit since then. And basically he has been experiencing much less pain in the right shoulder after the surgery is done. And then pain level is only 1 on a scale of 1 to 2. In the right elbow, patient has pain around 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. And then in the right hip, right leg, patient has a shooting pain, 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. All of these pains are continuing, but he reports a 30 to 40% improvement. Pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is not reported. The lower back pain that is reported is more towards the right side, towards sacroiliac joint area, shooting down to the right buttock and right posterior thigh in a S1, S2 dermatome fashion, but it doesn't drop down below the knee. Overall pain is between 6 and 9, and the ADLs that are reported affected are 5. 30 to 40%, sometimes 50% improvement is reported. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. For the substance abuse and also for the compliance history. The patient is fully compliant. Blood pressure is 122 over 92, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit of 0925-056. But I like to modify the cervical and musculoskeletal examination has improved as follows. General review is the same as the patient has from the beginning. His ambulation is good. Gait is normal now. He can walk well. And then his neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination normal. In the musculoskeleton, range of motion of the spine is as follows. Cervical spine, forward flexion is 55, extension is 55, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raising test is positive, CAM test is positive, Breger test is negative, Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint is slightly tender. And a positive Faber test, Gonsalon test is noticed. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test are negative. In the extremities examination, patient has an improvement in the shoulder area. In the left shoulder, the patient has a range of motion of 160 to 170 degrees without any pain in forward flexion and abduction. And pain level is only 4, and motor power is 5/5. Patient is able to lift well. The Hawken-Kennedy test is negative. The speed test, near test is negative. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is negative. In the right shoulder, pain level is only 3, and he can move up to 110 to 120 degrees and sometimes even 130 degrees without pain. And he can forward flexion and abduction are possible up to 120 degrees without pain. He already had a surgery for the right shoulder on 5/19/2023. Consistently, he is improving. No infection in the shoulder is noticed. Scars are healing, and shoulder appears more and more normal. He's also he took a herpes simplex vaccine that showed that may have been a cause of his pain, or even COVID virus vaccine. We are not sure. He's seeing a various specialist, which include neurologist and also general physical therapy, PCP, as well as pulmonary specialist, another specialist. He's seeing Dr. Dogra as a pulmonary specialist. There is an issue of phrenic nerve paralysis on the left side, and that possibility of from the herpes simplex virus or COVID virus vaccine related. And he's seeing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cohen off and on for further follow-up. Neurology is Dr. Verma, and he just had a EMG done from him. And there is an issue of phrenic nerve stimulation that has not been attempted yet. An EMG is being done. And neurosurgery, Dr. Mohan, is also reviewing his case at great length. He is being provided the following medications. Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day. A compounding cream has been provided for deep tissue neuropathic pain. Naltrexone is provided for 1 milligram for severe pain. I provided him Didopro 4% patch 1 daily, 30 of them. Nirontin 600 milligram 3 times a day is provided. Percocet 10 over 325 with 12 hours, 14 tablets are provided for pain relief temporarily. His MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and his urine drug screen is obtained. His therapy can continue for 2 times a week for now, consisting of the neck and the lower back. I've ordered a new MRI on his lumbar spine to make sure there is no other finding from M1 imaging. And they're not available yet to discuss. His MRI are all discussed with him. All the options have been discussed, including spinal cord stimulation device. He never presented for injection treatment yet. And due to the lack of consent, no injections have been done. Thank you. I'll be seen in 10 days' time.